This is Alcohol Mastery. My name's Kevin O'Hara, and the question I want to ask today is, how do I know if I have an alcohol problem? The most obvious place to start is to ask yourself how much you're drinking. When you have a drink, do you have one drink? Do you have two drinks, three drinks? Or do you keep drinking until you either pass out or you run out of money? The next question is, how often do you drink? Do you drink one night a week, twice, only at the weekends? Does it really matter when you're drinking? Can you just get a phone call off one of your mates and you'll drop everything and head down to the pub for a pint and a game of darts? You have to ask yourself what type of a drinker you are. Do you get stressed when you're drinking? Do you drink because you're stressed? Do you stress other people when you're drinking? Do you get depressed when you're drinking? Do you drink because you're depressed? Do you make everyone else depressed? What about aggression? Do you feel aggressive? Do you make other people feel aggressive towards you? Hedonistic? Do you just feel that life is one big long party and that you're entitled to get as much enjoyment out of life as possible? Are you buddy-buddy? Are you conformist? Are you idiotic? Ask yourself. Are you noticing any physical symptoms because of your drinking? Do you notice any significant weight fluctuations? You know, are you gaining weight or are you losing significant amounts of weight? What about your sleeping patterns? Do you need drink to go to sleep? Or once you've gone to sleep, after you've had a drink, do you notice that you're waking up, you know, after 2, 3, 4 hours? What about sexual dysfunction? Are you noticing any problems in your sex life? Do you notice that you're becoming more tolerant to drink? You know, you need more alcohol for the same buzz. Do you notice any mental symptoms because of your drinking? You know, an increase in anxiety levels or depression levels? Do you think that you're acting more aggressively or thinking more aggressively? Go to the website and take the test. It's 10 simple to answer questions. Choose one option for each question and your result will reflect whether you've got a problem or not. When I first started drinking, I was only a child. I was in my early teens. When I first went into the pub for the first time and bought my own pint at 18, I was still basically only an innocent child. The pub to me was where all the men were, and it's where I had to go if I wanted to become a man. In those early days, it was three or four pints, and any more than that, my head would start spinning, and I'd start feeling ill, you know, start feeling like I wanted to vomit. Towards the end of it, when I gave up, I was easily able to drink 20 pints. I got such a high tolerance for alcohol at that stage. I'd really hate to see what my liver looks like now. How much scarring there is on it. I still, 6 weeks afterwards, and I'm still getting pains in my side. So some of the problems that were caused to me are obviously the tolerance to alcohol, but I also started to lose my memory. I'd have blackouts when I was drinking, and you know, just remembering things. I work where I have to use my mind every day, and that was getting more and more difficult. I was also getting more aggressive in my thoughts, and obviously when I was drinking, I was getting more aggressive in talking to other people, to my partner, to my son. I was finding it difficult to sleep without a drink, and even when I had a drink, going to sleep would maybe last for 4 or 5 hours. And I'd wake up then and my heart would be beating and I'd be sweating. I found it difficult to be able to think deeply into anything or to be able to think for any lengthy amount of time. Physically I was overweight, perhaps 60 or 70 pounds overweight. I felt breathless. The hangovers were lasting 2 or 3 days and they were very bad. And I was also getting an increase in just feeling depressed all the time and starting to feel anxious about, you know, money problems, that kind of thing. But it was all to do with the alcohol. So head on over to the website, alcoholmastery.com. There's a huge post over there which goes into some of the questions that I've been asking on this video and more. There's a few PDFs that you can download. There's one on the 10 questions, and there's a drinks diary so that you can keep track of how much you're actually drinking. And there's also another couple of videos. Thanks for watching. I really hope that you got something out of the video, and let me know if there's anything that I can do to help you on your journey to an alcohol-free life. Please subscribe to the channel. It's Alcohol Mastery TV. Like the video and go to their website and leave a comment. Or if you want to contact us, just use the contact box at the top of the webpage. My name's Kevin O'Hara. This is alcoholmastery.com. Onwards and upwards.